This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 28, 2026. A Danvers man has died in a house fire. And there are new rules allowing the cleanup of abandoned fishing gear. Afternoon, breezy, low 20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7.04 p.m. Salem News is reporting that Danvers fire officials say a man has died after apparently becoming trapped inside during a house fire on MacArthur Boulevard Tuesday afternoon. Firefighters responded to a two-alarm fire in the basement of a single-family home at 36 MacArthur Boulevard shortly before 12:30 p.m., with a resident reportedly trapped inside. The man was located and removed from the home, with EMS requested to expedite their arrival. Fire Chief Brian Barry confirmed to news crews at the scene that the male victim was about 60 years old and had died. Barry said people passing by the home noticed smoke coming from eaves and windows. On arrival, crews saw heavy smoke and made an aggressive attack against flames inside the house. Firefighters searched the home, and a neighbor told them there was a resident unaccounted for. Crews requested a bobcat plow to help remove snow in front of the home to make way for apparatus and an ambulance. The fire started around 10 feet inside of the front door. The cause remains under investigation. State House reporter Christian Wade reports that state fisheries managers on Tuesday unveiled new rules aimed at reducing discarded fishing line and other waste that scientists say harms marine life, including sea turtles and critically endangered North Atlantic right whales. The State Division of Marine Fisheries said the new regulations, which take effect Friday, January 30, will strike a balance between the need to clean up derelict fishing gear to protect marine life and continuing to protect functional fishing gear and minimizing conflicts on the water. The new rules effectively lift a decades-old statewide ban on removing abandoned lines, nets, and other commercial fishing gear. Legislation filed by State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr authorized the State Division of Marine Fisheries, with the approval of the Marine Fisheries Advisory Commission and the Department of Fish and Game, to set the regulations allowing the removal of fishing gear from state waters. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News an impending snowstorm didn't stop two cows from going on the move in Peabody Saturday night, prompting a local detective to herd them back home. Detective William DeRue was working a patrol shift that night when he was called to the area of Buxton Lane in Peabody for a report of two loose cows. He found the gals about 75 yards from Donosky Dairy on Buxton Lane and was able to lead them back home to the farm with some coaxing. The Peabody Police Department shared a short video clip on the department's official Facebook page Tuesday of the cows slowly but steadily following DeRue. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, there was a handful of North Shore sporting events played last night. The Beverly Boys basketball team beat Marblehead 61-28. Jacob Class leading all scorers with 26 points. St. John's Prep fell to Xaverian 69-45. The Prep is now 2-11 on the season. St. Mary's picked up an 88-83 win against Arlington Catholic and is now 13-1 on the season. Rolke Brea Arias knocked down 23 points. In girls basketball, St. Mary's was a 51-38 winner against Arlington Catholic, and they're also at 13-1. Peabody topped Masco 52-47 to improve to 9-5. Marblehead was a 51-56 winner over Beverly on the strength of a 20-point effort from Tess Adriano. In pro sports, the Bruins beat Nashville last night 3-2, and they're off tonight. Celtics off last night, will be hosting Atlanta tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.